ride-hailing service Lyft has partnered with the newly renovated Times Union Center in downtown Albany. June 29, 2017 marked the first day ride-hailing services were permitted in upstate New York and Long Island. Albany's Times Union Center recently announced it is partnering with Lyft in establishing a Lyft exit from the arena on the Market Street side of the concourse. Lyft General Manager of New Jersey and upstate New York, Ann Farrakhan, says it will enable customers to pay for rides directly through the Lyft app.
All new customers will also be able to get $5 off of their first four rides with a discounted coupon code. And we hope that this provides, you know, a safer option for people leaving a busy venue.
Albany International Airport Director of Public Affairs Doug Meyer says ride-hailing is here to stay.
Lyft and Uber have really shaken up the Capital District transportation market. In terms of ride-sharing here at the airport, we have Lyft. Lyft is able to operate here at the airport because they do have a permit. Unfortunately, Uber has yet to sign on with a permit with the airport, and they're not permitted here. On any given day, I can find anywhere from 10 to 12 Lyft cars in our Lyft lot, which is across the street from the Albany County Nursing Home, and they respond very quickly to folks here at the airport.
Josh Gold is Senior Policy Director with Uber New York. He's hopeful Uber can come to an agreement with the airport.
We just entered into an agreement as of New Year's Day with Ithaca Airport, so we have agreements in place with Niagara, Buffalo, Ithaca, Syracuse, and Rochester airports, and you know, we're hopeful that we can come to an agreement in Albany.
Myers explains Albany Airport's situation as a public authority.
We need third-party financial review of any vendor working with the airport here. And Lyft has agreed to that. They have set up what we call a geofence around the airport, which is use of the geosatellites, geopositioning satellites. So once a Lyft car crosses that imaginary line, it's automatically billed to the airport, and we receive a $2 fee for the fare.
Those who study public transportation seem to agree there's room for competition. Gold says New Yorkers are likely to see more alliances between venues and ride-hailing services.
You know, we have some great partnerships across the state, including at the racetrack. We had a great partnership this past season, and we're going to be up there again in Saratoga. And, you know, folks who leave the arena can always walk across the street and, you know, request an Uber. And, you know, we look forward to having more exciting partnerships throughout the Capital Region.
The taxi industry has felt the presence of ride-hailing. The state legislature authorized CDTA to oversee the Capital Region's cabs in 2016, following years of customer complaints about various issues regarding taxi service. Upstate Transportation Association, which represents the interests of cab companies, did not immediately respond to a request for comment. On its website, CDTA lists around 60 taxicab companies currently serving Albany and three companies each serving Rensselaer and Colony. Again, Doug Myers.
We have some indication that some of the Capital Land taxi service has declined a bit. I think they've taken a little bit of hit due to Lyft and Uber. However, they're still providing outstanding service here at the airport for folks who need taxi cabs throughout the area.
Gold says in the end, it's all about customer service and the fact that the public has choices. Uber is decidedly optimistic about upstate New York.
A lot of these agreements, like the airport agreements, they take time to figure out. And, you know, part of what we have to work out is how quickly there would be uptake for both riders and drivers, but especially for drivers throughout the Capital Region, so that we can work with agencies like CDTA to provide better service for New Yorkers. And, part of what we did over the first 6 months was monitor that to make sure that the reliability was good throughout the region. And, I think now that we're seeing a lot of success, it opens up the opportunity for more discussions with transit agencies like the CDTA.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.